Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Heather is in Cleveland. Going to play this round of Trump Tui on Star 102. Cleveland's feel good favorites. Good morning, Heather. How are you?
Hi, I'm good.
Good. That's good to hear. All right. We're ready for you to play this round of Trump Tui. We're very, very excited. Whenever you are ready, ask Jen to leave the room.
Jen, could you please exit the room?
I sure can. Good luck to you, Heather.
All right. So Jen is exiting the room, just like you asked. Producer Stevie stays in the studio with me, keeping track of the score. We appreciate that. So I ask you five questions. It's just a reminder. There's a timer. Just make sure you give us the answer before you hear that buzzer. That way your answer will count. When you're done, we'll grab Jen from the hallway, bring her back in, ask her the same five questions. All right. Let's go ahead and get to question number one, specifically Savannah Bananas star Jackson Olsen is joining the next season of Dancing with the Stars. This is breaking news. He's known for several things, like his viral dance videos and comedy skits. So the Savannah Bananas are known for playing which sport?
Baseball.
Question number two. Travis Kelce and Colin Jost, they are bonding over their shared experiences of dating extremely famous partners. They were actually joking on Travis Kelce's podcast about being the less famous half of their relationship. So Colin Jost, who married which actress in 2020, actually admitted it's a huge relief.
Scarlett Johansson.
Question number three. Bridgerton fans, you're going to like this. They're straying from their usual two-year release pattern, with Netflix confirming the next installment is coming up next year. Now, the upcoming fifth season actually shifts the focus to a new romance plot with Francesca Bridgerton. Now, the most recent season, which is season four, focused on which Bridgerton character?
I haven't watched this. My friend's been telling me to watch it. Danielle.
Let's go with Danielle. No, I appreciate the guess. We'll go with question number four. Jimmy Fallon is joining Jimmy Kimmel. When will air reruns instead of new episodes on the night of Stephen Colbert's finale, which is happening later on this month? Which of those late night hosts, was it Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, or Stephen Colbert, took over for Jay Leno back in 2014?
Jimmy Kimmel.
All right, let's go with Jimmy Kimmel. We go with question number five. K-pop Demon Hunter fans, they're officially going on tour. The tour promises to recreate. Oh, I know. The tour promises to recreate moments from the movie in immersive ways. I was thinking to myself, first of all, I'm excited about this as a dad of an 11-year-old. But so, yeah. Alex Warren's coming up. Olivia Rodrigo. The tickets are unbelievably expensive. Somber, she wants to go see. I was like, this is, and now K-pop Demon Hunters? This is a lot. I'm excited, but that's a lot. So anyway, additional information, including cities and dates, is expected a little bit later on this year. Give me the name of the fictional five-member K-pop boy band group and main antagonists that are actually demons dressed in disguise.
You want their names or just
the band name? The group name.
Oh, the
Saja
Boys.
There you go. All right, we're going to see how you did with those five questions. Now it's Jen's turn right after this song. Let's continue with a round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites. Heather's in Cleveland. She answered five questions a minute ago. How'd Heather do?
Heather got three.
Oh.
Nicely done, Heather.
Three of five today. Okay. Very well done. Now Jen's turn, answering the same five questions. We begin with question number one. Savannah Bananas star Jackson Olsen is joining the next season of Dancing with the Stars. He's known for several things, but of course the viral dance videos and also the comedy skits. The Savannah Bananas are known for playing which sport?
Baseball.
Of course it's baseball. Question number two. Travis Kelce and Colin Jost are bonding over their shared experience of dating extremely famous partners. They were joking on Travis Kelce's podcast about being the less famous half of their relationships. Now, Colin Jost, who married which actress in 2020, actually admitted it's a huge relief.
Scarlett Johansson.
Of course it is. As we move to question number three, Bridgerton. Good news. They're straying from their usual two-year release pattern, with Netflix confirming the next installment is coming up next year.
Oh, I love it.
The upcoming fifth season shifts the focus to a new romance plot with Francesca Bridgerton. Now, season four, which is the most recent season, focused on which Bridgerton character?
Benedict.
It was Benedict Bridgerton. As we move to question number four, Jimmy Fallon is joining Jimmy Kimmel and will air reruns instead of those new episodes on the night of Colbert's finale, which is happening later on this month. Now, which of those late night hosts, we're talking about Jimmy Fallon or Jimmy Kimmel or Stephen Colbert, took over for Jay Leno back in 2014?
Oh my gosh, which one did take over for Jay Leno? It wasn't Fallon, was it Colbert?
It was Fallon. Late night show.
Oh, who took over for Letterman?
Was that Kimmel? That might have been Kimmel.
I don't know.
I don't know for sure.
I haven't thought about
that late night brand. It was like, you know, it was Leno and then, you know.
Yes.
So it's actually Jimmy Fallon.
That's crazy.
And been on for since 2014. Like, that was another takeaway. That show has been on, you know, he's been on for a while.
It's a long time.
Question number five.
Ben, you got to get this one or we'll have a tiebreaker.
Oh! Stevie, thanks. How fun.
All right. K-pop Demon Hunters is officially going on tour. The tour promises to recreate moments from the movie in immersive ways. Additional information, including cities and dates, expected later this year. Give me the name of the fictional five-member K-pop boy band group and main antagonists that are actually demons dressed in disguise.
That is D-pop.
Who?
Kevin said who?
Did you say who?
We were just talking about K-pop Demon Hunters, and she's very excited about them going on tour in that. Saja Boys.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. They still have that breakfast meal at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. I don't know. They were very K-pop.
It's a good sauce.
That is.
Not I had the purple one.
The purple one is.
That one is a little sauce.
I didn't even want a little dippy doing that thing. It looked a little weird. All right, so final totals.
Heather and Jen tied at three.
Oh, it's time for.
Tiebreaker time. I hate it.
At three. So this is how it works. If it's your first time checking out the show, Jen has her pen out. She will be writing down her answer as Heather is giving me her answer because we want to keep it fair and the timer is still involved. So I will need your answer before you hear that buzzer. I'm going to stick with question number five. I'm going to stay there. And the song Golden, which is obviously like the song from the movie. How many total streams on Spotify? How many total streams on Spotify does the song Golden have? Here's your timer. Closest to the actual number without going over.
I don't know.
Look at me. 75 million.
75 million. Gentui?
Oh, 986 million.
2 billion streams.
Oh, dang.
2 billion streams on that song alone. I think for the other songs in total, it's something like 6 billion streams for the two or three songs that they released from K-pop Demon Hunters. But Heather, nice job. Took it to a tiebreaker. We appreciate that. But you know what you need to say.
I am Heather from Cleveland, and I did not trump Tui.
Ronnie's and Men are going to play this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Hey, Ronnie, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good. I know you're good. You just got back from Vegas. We were DMing about it. I was telling Stevie and Jen about it.
Yes. Yep.
Look at that.
Doing better. Very nice. But, I mean, the weather's not helping. But
It's not great. Looks like 70s and maybe an 80 next week, though. So we're going to eventually get there. So it is Redemption Week. It continues. Ronnie, whenever you're ready, buddy, ask Jen to leave the room.
Jen, please leave the room.
I'm leaving the room. Good luck, Ryan. Right.
Ronnie's a mentor. He will be answering five questions in just a minute. Producer Stevie keeping track of the score. Jen is making her way out of the studio. She is out of the studio now, so we will ask you five questions. You've played before. You've won before. You know how the game works. Just give me that answer before you hear the buzzer because there is a timer involved. When you're done, then Producer Stevie will calculate your total. We'll grab Jen from the hallway, ask her the same five questions, and see if she gets redemption or if you win again. We're going to see what happens. All right. Mm-hmm. Question number one. Food super influencer Keith Lee is coming to Tubi. His series All in the Family debuts today on the streaming service. He has a following of 20 million across TikTok and Instagram. But our question to you, which platform does he have more followers on? Is it TikTok or is it Instagram?
I'll say TikTok.
Let's go TikTok. Why not? Question number two. Subway has launched a new lineup of 6-inch deli favorites with 4 different options, value priced at $3.99 at participating locations nationwide. Now, Subway from 2008 to 2014, you could select or get select footlong subs at Subway for how much?
$5.
Question number 3. I don't know why they ever strayed away from that. You know the jingle that's in your head?
Now like
it's
like a $12 footlong.
$12 footlong.
Doesn't hit the same.
Doesn't hit the same at all. Question number 3, Netflix.
It went downhill since then, I feel.
Like, come on, yeah. Question number 3, Netflix has revealed that Grown Ups 3, it's in development. While the streamer did not announce casting, it's rumored that Adam Sandler and Chris Rock and David Spade and Kevin James and Rob Schneider, they could all possibly return. Which summer holiday weekend takes place during the movie?
4th of July.
All right, question number 4. Shawn Mendes, something happened, appears to have recently suffered a nasty hand injury with photos showing his left hand wrapped in a towel. There was like blood. There was all sorts.
I know,
sort
it's very weird.
What
photo.
Happened? Is his thumb? I don't
he
think
just
his
walked
middle.
Around like that.
What is going on? I mean, it's unclear what caused the accident, which obviously we hope he's okay. Which pop star collaborated with Shawn Mendes on the hit song Senorita?
Oh. Camila Cabello.
Question number 5. Lindsay Lohan, Kit Harington, and Shailene Woodley are out promoting their series Count My Lies. The new thriller series is set to stream on Hulu. Which TV series made Shailene Woodley widely known as a teenager?
The Fault in Our Stars. I know it's a movie, but...
That's all right. No, we'll go with that as the answer for question number 5. Now, we have to see how you did. Grab Jen, bring her back into the studio. She's going to answer those same 5 questions in 4 minutes.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, back to the Jen and Fat Richards show.
Stop.
It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
You're not fat.
Them thick in the middle.
You are
not. We
got not.
Ronnie and Menner's playing this round of Trump Tui on Star 102. It makes sense if you're looking at the Jen and Tim show Facebook page. Jen just decided to post pictures of me leaning back.
I didn't decide
protruding.
That.
Protruding.
Listen.
I'm even wearing black, which is slimming.
It picked the worst angle.
I did.
The worst
and Instagram tricked me.
Angle.
But look, I'm not going to lie to you.
Sorry, Ronnie.
We have some of the best comments under that photo now that you mentioned
they were just mid looking at it until I mentioned my stomach and
now they're zooming in.
Yeah.
Now they're zooming in.
You did this to yourself.
Listen,
a little
bit. Artemis landed on my stomach.
It kind of is.
It is not great. That's it.
People are funny.
I need an endorsement.
What kind?
So I can get the Slim Richards.
Oh.
You are Slim Richards.
I'm not.
It's a deceiving photo.
All right, Ronnie. I'm sorry you had to hear all that, buddy. You didn't deserve that.
It's all good.
All right. How did Ronnie do?
Ronnie got 4.
Wow.
All righty.
Good job.
Not going to lie.
Makes me a little nervous about redemption.
I'm rooting hard for Ronnie after those pictures.
You're mad about that. It was an accident. I did not mean
Danny's
to post
them. Danny's in Manor. Look at that. Oh, my goodness. Well,
I posted you now, so now you're on everybody's.
Oh, great.
On the Instas? What's it called?
Yeah.
Instax? I can't remember. I don't even remember. Instance.
Oh my gosh.
It's the dumbest
look at
feature
those pictures.
I've ever
I think
seen.
I clearly need to start sizing up. All right, here we go. Question number 1.
Oh, there you are.
Is that better?
Much better photo.
Food super influencer Keith Lee, who probably approves all of his pictures, is coming to Tubi.
Maybe that's what you could start doing, food influencing.
Yeah, it probably makes more sense than my fragrance. That's horrible.
It's a great photo.
Okay. His series, All in the Family, debuts today on the streaming service. He has a following, by the way, of 20 million across TikTok and Instagram. Our question to you, though, which platform does he have more followers on? Is it TikTok or is it on Instagram?
TikTok.
It is. hungry. Question number two, Subway.
Oh. Good follow-up.
Subway has launched a new lineup of 6-inch deli faves with 4 different options value priced at $3.99 at participating nationwide locations. From 2008 to 2014, you could get select footlong subs at Subway for how much?
$5.
We need you to sing it.
Sing what?
The jingle.
The jingle.
I don't know it.
How do you know it?
Do I know it?
You do.
Could you sing it to me and then I'll tell you if I know it?
That's after the break.
$5, you are a sub. I don't.
Yeah,
what's
you clearly
the
never saw the commercial.
I didn't.
$5, you are a sub. This show, I don't know what happened at all today. I don't know what happened.
How
but thank you,
miss
listening.
Those commercials? I feel like you couldn't avoid them. Back
$5
in the day.
Foot long. Was it ready?
Something like that.
That sounds not familiar at all to me.
Well, I know we've lost Ronnie as a listener. I'm surprised he's still there.
I apologize.
Question number three.
I'm still here. I'm still here.
Yeah, if you had to go to work or something, I apologize. Yeah. We're continuing on. Netflix has revealed that Grown Ups 3 is in development. While the streamer did not announce casting, it's rumored that Adam Sandler, Chris Rock, David Spade, Kevin James, he and I have the same body shape, Rob Schneider, and also they could all return. Which summer holiday weekend takes place during the movie?
4th of July.
It is. 4th of July. Question number four. Shawn Mendes appears to have recently suffered a nasty injury with photos showing his left hand wrapped in a towel. Something going on there. It's still unclear what caused this accident. Which pop star collaborated with Shawn Mendes in the hit song Senorita?
Camila Cabello.
It is. As we move to question number five.
Jen, you got to get this one or we'll have another tiebreaker.
Oh, my
How
goodness.
Fun, Stevie. Thank you.
2-1 day is kind of rough.
That is.
Speaking of kind of rough.
I hate this tiebreaker.
See that picture of me on Jen and Tim's show?
Oh, boy.
This is never going
away. I can't even.
Never.
You're going to roll me out of here. Can't believe this.
Jen sent that to everybody she knows.
I know.
Everybody I know.
She did.
Sent it right to
Lindsay Lohan, Kit Harington, Shailene Woodley are out promoting their series Count My Lies. The new thriller series is set to stream on Hulu. Which TV series made Shailene Woodley widely known as a teenager?
That was my so-called life.
What?
Oh, wait, that was Claire Danes.
Yeah.
Close.
You know what? My so-called life, though?
It's so good! You will love it!
Mm-hmm. The Secret Life of the American Teenager.
Oh, right. That was my
Love
next guest. Loved it.
All right. Well, so where are we at now, Stevie? Is it 10 yet?
This game is going on.
Where are we? It's a tie, right?
Yeah, we're done.
Oh, good. We're extending the game even longer.
Fun.
All right. So let's... That's all right, Ronnie. You know how this works, buddy. We're gonna ask you a question as close to the actual number without going over. Jen has her... Is it a blue marker or a pen?
It is.
Okay.
It is.
So she has her pen out. She is ready to answer this question. You got to give me your answer before you hear the buzzer. I'm actually going to go back to question number one and food super influencer Keith Lee. You both hit that one correct. He has more followers on TikTok than Instagram. My question is, how many followers does he have on TikTok? You're, once again, closest to that actual number without going over wins today. Here's the timer.
21 million.
21 million,
Gentui? Oh, I wrote 600 million. Is that way too high, maybe?
Both high. We're going to do it again. Both of them are high. Here is your timer one more time.
20 million.
20 million, Gentui?
1.8 million.
He had 17.4 million.
Oh, Ronnie, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry for all that, Ronnie.
Every dot of it.
Word
mm-hmm.
and question
yep.
and derailing.
Mm-hmm.
But we appreciate you playing.
Thank you.
Ronnie, you know what you need to say.
I'm Ronnie from Menor, and I did not trump Tui.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.